Ruth. Chapter 1. Now it came about in the days when the judges administered justice that a famine arose in the land, and a man proceeded to go from Bethlehem in Judah to reside as an alien in the fields of Moab, he with his wife and his two sons. And the man's name was Elimelech, and his wife's name Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. Eventually they came to the fields of Moab and continued there. In time, Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, so that she remained with her two sons. Later, the men took wives for themselves, Moabite women. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they went on dwelling there for about 10 years. In time, the two of them, Mahlon and Chilion, also died, so that the woman remained without her two children and her husband. And she proceeded to get up with her daughters-in-law and to return from the fields of Moab, for she had heard in the field of Moab that Jehovah had turned his attention to his people by giving them bread. And she went her way out from the place where she had continued, and both of her daughters-in-law were with her, and they kept walking on the road to return to the land of Judah. Finally, Naomi said to both of her daughters-in-law, "Go, return, each one to the house of her mother. May Jehovah exercise loving kindness toward you, just as you have exercised it toward the men now dead and toward me. May Jehovah make a gift to you, and do you find a resting place, each one in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they began to raise their voices and weep. And they kept saying to her, "No, but with you we shall return to your people." But Naomi said, "Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Do I still have sons in my inward parts, and will they have to become your husbands? Return, my daughters. Go, for I have grown too old to get to belong to a husband. If I had said I had hope also that I should certainly become a husband tonight, and also should certainly bear sons, would you keep waiting for them until they could grow up? Would you keep yourselves secluded for them so as not to become a husband's? No, my daughters, for it is very bitter to me because of you that the hand of Jehovah has gone out against me." At that they raised their voices and wept some more, after which Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. As for Ruth, she stuck with her. So she said, "Look, your widowed sister-in-law has returned to her people and her gods. Return with your widowed sister-in-law." And Ruth proceeded to say, "Do not plead with me to abandon you, to turn back from accompanying you. For where you go, I shall go, and where you spend the night, I shall spend the night. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I shall die, and there is where I shall be buried. May Jehovah do so to me and add to it, if anything but death should make a separation between me and you." When she got to see that she was persistent about going with her, then she left off speaking to her. And they both continued on their way until they came to Bethlehem. And it came about that as soon as they came to Bethlehem, all the city became stirred up over them, and the women kept saying, "Is this Naomi?" And she would say to the women, "Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has made it very bitter for me. I was full when I went, and it is empty-handed that Jehovah has made me return. Why should you call me Naomi, when it is Jehovah that has humiliated me, and the Almighty that has caused me calamity?" Thus Naomi made her return, Ruth the Moabite woman, her daughter-in-law, being with her when returning from the fields of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem, at the commencement of barley harvest.